All right. Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We open the entire thing up with "This City Made Us" by the Proto Men. Bear, what is going on? How are you feeling?
I'm doing pretty great.
The
day in the life.
The week hasn't been that bad to us. For those that are new to the show, this is the show where we drop knowledge on you, geek and nerd knowledge, every week, every Wednesday. We do it online. We do it on
some
YouTube.
Some of it's even true.
Some of it is even true. We don't lie about everything, but some things we'll try. Give disclaimers? By attending Experience Points, you may listen to some lies. But we are
not
doing it.
It's quite possible.
We're not doing it because, we want to lie. We're just doing it because we need to sometimes. So one thing we're not going to lie about, though, is the website. Bear, what is the website?
Website is exppoints.com. Remember, you can double tap the P.
We're on social media as well, because who isn't? Facebook,
I know, right?
Google Plus, Twitter, YouTube, Steam Community, YouTube, all that stuff.
I think you said YouTube twice.
Did I?
Who cares? We're still on YouTube.
We're on exppoints.com/social. That is our landing page. You can even look at non-social media things like Patreon and PayPal if you want to give us some money somehow. If you want to look at things like iTunes and Stitcher, we have a podcast. It's actually this radio show that is on. It is on the actual on iTunes and Stitcher. So go ahead and stream us from the website or from those things. We're going to cut to two songs, come back, and talk about what we did last week. This is Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore.
Love that song.
And Evolution of Circuitry by Entertainment System and the Megas. We will catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Evolution of Circuitry by Entertainment System and the Megas. Before that, Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore. So, this is a segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. Bear, what
yes,
did you
we
do
did.
Last week?
You can take a wild stab and probably get it right.
I'm stabbing.
Ow, that actually hurts. Stop stabbing.
All right, what'd you do?
I played a lot of Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Gained some levels, so that's fun. Go Team Valor. Just saying.
You know, I think Team Yellow, Team Instinct owns.
You don't even
all
know what team you
team
are.
Team Instinct.
Team Yellow.
It's the heart of Pokemon. We own Hammond right now, I think.
Do you
I
really?
Think, I think campus. Yeah,
wow.
There was nothing but six gems.
I went to Baton Rouge, Mandeville, and New Orleans to take gems.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are
so
super dedicated.
I've been Pokemon in it super hard.
I say dedicated. There may be a medical word for what you are.
There's a medical word for about everything about me.
Oh, boy.
And I've been doing that, and I actually uploaded some content to our YouTube channel.
I know!
That's crazy!
I know! I had to... Hold on. Can I tell you something? I'm going to tell you something. Just keep it between you, me, and the radio, okay?
Oh, right. So, no one will possibly know.
Right, just you
I know
and me.
That there's, like, two people that listen to the show.
I felt like starting a bet, like a bounty bet or something. Like, how long do you think it's going to be before Bear like posts something to the website, and then like have somebody else be like, he's never going to do it, never going to happen, he's never going to post anything. Girl, it's going to be all, you know, years from now. And here we are. It's only been 2 years, I think. It's only been 2 years. I was shooting for an even five.
Wow.
An even five.
An
you know,
even
an odd five.
Yeah,
you
wow.
know, I was going to shoot for that. Because it's not like you don't contribute. But it's just a website. How does this internet thing work?
Wow. And
but
that's how your manager tells you to do more work.
You did it, though. Congratulations.
Yeah, so that's my first YouTube video.
There was a video. It was a video of
Transistor.
Transistor.
This is the game I started playing.
Yeah, really, really good.
So, yeah, I'm loving it so far. Go watch the video for
very atmospheric.
It's really more of a playthrough, I guess, or a let's play than a review.
Yeah, like a let's play with a commentary.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, that's what I've pretty much been up to last week. What have you been doing?
So I'm going to start back a little bit more. I watched Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. And
thoughts?
You know what? I got to say, I felt like I wanted more Batman and less Superman, which is what we kind of got.
Really?
I wanted more Batman because I like Batfleck. Batfleck's good.
Batfleck was
me.
Good. The only major complaint I had about that Batman was I know his parents died.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean,
for
he's
the
really
love of all that is good
he,
in the world.
He is really hung up on his parents, like, not being around for softball practice. Like, he's like, really been. And look, I'm not like in completely in a comical way. Okay, I'm not like saying parents dying isn't a big deal. No.
Well, but it's, I mean, Batman. Everyone knows his parents are dead.
And it's one of those
inanimate objects know his parents.
It's
are
one
dead.
Of those things where there are a lot of really important deaths in. You know, Jason Todd dying in the Batman series. That's a super critical linchpin point. You can never change that in the series. Batman, Arkham Knight, looking at you. you know, you can never change things like that. Bruce Wayne becoming Batman only happened because his parents died. I don't care what alterverse Western version of Batman did it without his parents dying
Comrade
or whatever.
Batman.
You know, it's not the same thing, so I get that it's a big deal. On my side, I really like the Batman. I like the darker Batman. I like the Batman, that started killing people.
Yeah, I do personally love the Batman at the end of his ropes and just kind of giving up all his morals.
I like the Batman that says, you know, we're here. I may be chaotic good, you know, in a sea of evil out there, and I see him, and if these are even a 1% chance that he can do and destroy the world and do the damage, we have to assume he will.
Wow, it's like a political narrative.
Well, we're not going to do this. Alfred, I loved Alfred in this movie. Alfred was such a really hands-on Alfred.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. And you know what? I never saw Man of Steel. I saw Superman Returns that I thought was the one that I should have watched way back in the day.
One.
But that's apparently, like, that was a one and done and gone. That was the old Superman universe with Christopher Reeves. This one is the new one. It sort of restarts everything with Russell Crowe being the, or was it Russell Crowe or was it...
I don't know human names.
Michael Keaton, I can't remember. Anyway, you know, as the dad, I watched the wrong one, so I never saw Man of Steel, so I don't know what set this thing up. But I didn't care about Superman's, like, I didn't care about that. I just didn't at all.
That's always an issue with Superman in cinema. Is it's very hard to make him a character you relate to.
I can't relate to him, and even, like, there's... It just didn't seem... It was so... Like, Batman was action, and then, like, brooding, but action some more.
Brooding.
And, you know...
Action.
Superman seemingly was just a ton of, like, weird looks, and then Lois Lane, and then... You know, it wasn't bad. It was just... It felt like 2 hours of the 3-hour movie was great, and then the rest of the hour was just Superman being... Like, furthering some political agenda. The best parts of that movie were the future scenes, and the weird, crazy... They put a lot in this movie. The weird DC, the DC universe, like, cinematic universe.
Yeah, they're totally setting up for Justice League.
They're trying to catch up to MCU so bad.
That's where they're messing up, right there.
They already... Yeah, they're putting way too much. This was, like, 3 or 4 movies easy. If they would have just, like, slowed down, gave us a Batman movie, gave us maybe... not another Superman movie... Because we already had a super, like, I guess that was the first one.
Right.
Man of Steel was the Superman movie.
Man of Steel.
We didn't have a Batfleck version of Batman, so let's go ahead and establish that character. Go ahead and merge those two characters and introduce Wonder Woman. Do a prequel to Wonder Woman. Maybe even handle Lex Luthor a little bit better.
Or Lex Luthor's, was my Luthor's son. I think Lex was what I was most disappointed with.
I don't know. It was weird. And you know, there will be we'll probably kind of, you know, grab a drink and talk about this a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But. It wasn't a bad movie. It wasn't a movie that everyone needed to hate on so much.
I absolutely
it
agree.
Wasn't
not
the best movie.
You're my co-host.
It wasn't the best movie in the world. Well, you said it. It wasn't the best movie in the world. It was a movie.
Actually.
It certainly was a movie. I wouldn't pay to go see it. I wouldn't have paid to go see it. I didn't, obviously. I don't know. It was it wasn't bad. It just seemed like Zack Snyder clearly tried to do just 20 different things. He achieved maybe 10 or 12 of them. There was no way it was going to live up to the hype. This is a huge plot point in the DC universe. And they just started, I felt like they just started throwing stuff in there just to do it. And whatever.
I mean, when we eventually get around to spoilers, Doomsday showing up.
Doomsday shows up and it's not even a deal.
Well,
it
yeah,
is not even
not
a deal.
It's not actually Doomsday,
you know?
If we want to be honest.
Well, it's not even a big deal. And for the people that are like, well, yeah, but there's that thing at the end that happened that was a big deal that we wasted the last 20 minutes of the movie on.
I hate
on.
That last 3 seconds.
The last
of the movie.
3 seconds pretty much said, oh, we made you feel.
How dumb it is.
We made you feel, and now it's just a retroactive pullback. In the next 10 minutes of the first the next movie, we're gonna undo everything. But we did see Flash. We saw the future Flash. We saw Cyborg.
Right.
We saw Wonder Woman, and we saw Aquaman, which Jason Momoa, who people don't know, but Khal Drogo, and he was in Stargate Atlantis.
Yes, and that man is much shorter than I actually thought he was.
He is pretty short, but that's okay.
I'm just saying.
I think he's going to be a good Aquaman, despite the fact that Aquaman may be the worst superhero ever.
You say that until he's riding Cthulhu.
That would be, you know, that'd be impressive. So anyway, I watched that. That was kind of a long segment. I watched that, and I also got into a new game. I built a new desk. So I built a desk.
Oh, you finished the desk?
I finished the desk.
Nice.
And I'll put pictures on the website or whatever. I'm working on my private blog. I'm working on a "This is the new desk, look at the new desk" type post. But it's a 6-foot
desk. My desk is amazing.
It's pretty good. My dad helped me. Dad, thank you so much. 6 foot by 2 foot deep. And then it's about 3 or 4 inches, or I guess 2.5 inches thick. And it's wall mounted on the back. So it only has legs on the front. I'm putting lights, like LED lights, under it.
Of course you
are.
I have
the holes drilled in it so I can put cables through and hide all my cable mess. And I just got in one piece of hardware. I just got in the new LG, I think it's a 94-B or 97-B. It's a 21:9 inch or 21:9 aspect ratio, 34-inch monitor. Going to be doing a review on that. And I will be getting in a 4K Vizio TV, one of the E-series, if FedEx can ever get my address right, which is odd. Because, one, they did it in 2 separate shipments, the monitor and the TV. And, two, the monitor got there from the same distribution facility in Covington. The monitor was able to get there.
Bro, they just took your TV, yo.
The TV didn't get there. And it's like delivery exception. I'm like, what do you mean delivery exception? You got the first thing here.
They goddamn a TV. That's what happened.
That monitor's twice as expensive as that TV. Why would you not?
Yeah, but the TV's bigger.
I guess. It's 4K. Okay, fine. Anyway. And then
that's what happens.
The new type of crack in my life right now is cracking a. Okay, it's not a good thing. Crack is in an addiction.
Let's go ahead and start with that. Drugs are bad.
The new addiction in my life is a game called RimWorld. It's a weird name for a game. It sounds like a euphemism. Sounds like it should be one of those like visual story novels, like visual novels that are on Steam, but like totally not anime or hentai or whatever. It's like badly drawn, like Simpsons animation. not that Simpsons animation is badly drawn.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you better careful.
It's just like, you know, it's not this elaborate, like, you know, kawaii, moe sort of anime thing.
And it's all about rims.
And it's all about rims, R-I-M, RimWorld, you know? It's like this weird, I don't know, ghetto. I'm going to stop this segment before it gets too bad. I'll talk a little bit about it in the next segment because there's something cool to talk about.
Okay.
This is OP by Megaran featuring Richie Branson and Storyville. New stuff off of the RNDM album. And we're going to go ahead. That'll be the only song because we went along in the segment. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
All right.
You are listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
9.9 FM KSLU. I realize I didn't say my name at all.
What's your name?
I don't know. It's Red Bear.
Oh, there he is.
Let's go.
Heard you want to take us out the game. Said it's an unfair advantage or something like that. Yeah. I don't stand around acting tough. Record labels still want to snatch me up like Jack's stuff.
What's gonna hold me? I'm OP, too OP. That's overpowered. Overpowered.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard OP by Megaran featuring Richie Branson and Storyville. Pretty much talks about how being overpowered, it's a way of life sometimes.
I mean, it's pretty much my life.
It's what they do. You know what? You remember with like, because now you can put like a patch out for a video game. And remove broken pieces of code, broken
mechanics.
Means
you can also put in broken pieces of code.
You can totally put in broken
stuff. Fix it later.
The neat thing, though, if a game has some part of it that is broken and overpowered or whatever, then the developers can put out, especially for, like, you see this a lot with, like, multiplayer games.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we call it balancing, but we really just fix OP stuff. Or not we, they really fix OP stuff. You know, before the digital distribution age and patching games was a thing.
Exploiting was way better.
There were so many things. I remember.
You remember things with your brain hole.
Oh, who was the guy in Bo Jackson?
Bo Jackson.
I'm Bo Jackson. Yeah, you could play as Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl and run the board. You can run the board on everybody. There's such an awesome just. Bo Jackson gets the ball and he's just like running up and down the field, never scoring because he's just showing off. It was really funny, but that was clearly something that's broken.
But they
or maybe
could fix.
Maybe Bo Jackson back in the day. Whew, you don't want to Usain Bolt couldn't. I guess it's not
I don't
fast.
Know.
It's just,
I'm not into sports ball.
He's just fast. He's faster than every other sports ball player. This we're going to talk a little bit about something that we left off on last segment because we were running kind of long on our time. And
yeah,
that's,
we were.
That's on the game that I started playing called Rim World. And it looks, first off, it looks almost identical to the art style of Prison Architect.
I was convinced it was the same developers.
I have been playing a lot of Prison Architect lately, and whenever I saw this, I think I saw it on a Kotaku article about Steam deals getting foiled or whatever. I saw it on Steam before that, and I didn't give it any thought. I was like, whatever, not a big deal.
Right.
I went and I looked at it, and I am now hooked. I am now playing it, and it's not the same people that did Prison Architect. It is a very similar art style, but from what I read on the forums at least, from what the guy that's doing it is saying, his name's Tynan Sylvester, the reason that it looks very similar is he's not an artist. He adopted a similar style because it's all based on a tiny little grid that you can zoom in and zoom out of. So the best way to have those art assets sit on that grid is to just kind of copy that similar style. Because it works
sense.
So well,
I get,
you know?
Yeah.
It's not like
that.
Everything's super detailed or whatever. So for people that don't know, Rimworld, Dwarf Fortress-like game that is...
If you don't know what Dwarf Fortress is,
We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that.
Just go try to play it.
You have an AI storyteller. And the AI storyteller is effectively the type of story you're going to get. It can introduce challenges to you very quickly, or it can introduce challenges to you very slowly, or it can escalate things at a normal pace, or it can escalate things and then lull for a while. That combined with the type of difficulty, that combined with the scenario that you have, and that combined with the Steam Workshop, which allows so many just additions, just different art assets, different music, different economic things to the game, different just little mechanics, and of course different scenarios. It's really, really cool. You build out a base, you do a lot of resource management, you keep all your people from dying. Yeah, right. They'll all die.
Oh, that's disheartening.
I have had so many games where it's like, I'm doing really well this time, burrowing into the side of a mountain, picked a good landing spot, temperate climate, heat stroke. I die of a heat wave. Oh, everything's going great. Some wanderer came into my base. They're fine. Oh, a raiders attacked. I died. All right, we're good. Got a lot of defense.
Fun, happy people.
Got
around.
A lot of defense. Everything's good. The animal that I was loving with, you know, like feeding and like keeping, you know, safe and tame and everything.
Okay, that's better.
The animal decided to be mad because I forgot to feed him one day, and they got real ticked off, and they murdered me.
Was that animal a bear?
No. Nope.
Space bear?
They could be. They call them muffalos instead of buffalos. Muffalos. They're pretty awesome. I'm smirking. I'm smirking because it's just funny. There's just so many neat little things to this game. There's a research system, and I love it. It's so good, and I feel so bad for this guy because it was a Kickstarter. It was a Kickstarter a while back,
okay.
And it finally got onto Steam last week on the 15th of July 15th, and you know, the guy said, hey, listen, if you buy it through Steam, you'll get the Steam key, clearly, and we'll get some money, but Steam takes a cut of that because they're hosting it, right. So what he said, he goes, listen, if you're going to buy the game, you really want it, buy it from our site. It's better for us. We get more money, and you still get a Steam key. Well, apparently he's pulled that back because apparently people have been fraudulently trying to kind of con this guy and con this, I guess it's an LLC now, a lot of Steam keys. So he's actually had to turn it off. I'm not real sure on how.
That's unfortunate.
I'm not really sure how that works. It says in a blog post, he says, if you bought before today, you can still get a key. However, I've been forced to stop offering Steam keys for those who buy today and in the future. We've been getting hammered by fraudsters who are obviously more experienced at this than I. Shutting it down for now is the only way to avoid thousands of dollars in chargeback fees and lost sales. It's time to take a breather because I can't fight this. I can't fight this live, I think. Fight this and live, maybe? Maybe you mistyped something? I don't know. So anyway...
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Don't be jerks, people.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a little jerky move, but RimWorld's so good. It's $30. And I know that seems like a lot, but it's $30 on every platform. Steam Play, Mac, you know, Windows. It's getting a fantastic, overwhelmingly positive reviews. Almost 2,000 reviews.
I didn't watch you play. It looks very interesting.
It looks pretty nice. It's very good. Very Dwarf Fortress-y, but also very Prison Architect. Oh, yeah, I died one time because I opened an ancient sarcophagus, and aliens came out and decided I would die.
You should have seen that
they
coming.
They shot me with... I didn't know there were aliens sarcophagus. There were aliens
I mean, have you not ever watched Stargate?
Listen, sometimes whenever I open those things, they're totally cool. This time, it turns out that they were 4 millennia old, and they decided that I didn't need to live to be 28.
That makes sense.
Yeah. One time, I accidentally shot an animal that exploded. It exploded.
Explosive
animal. It exploded into fire. It also caught the other ones around it on fire, and they exploded. These little, like, weird... weird Hindenburg moose camel things around. Shot one, it exploded, it caught all the other ones on fire, exploded all the other ones, and then it caught my entire base on fire. And only two of my people knew how to firefight. And they're stomping on the things to try to put out the fire. Yeah, it didn't work. I mean, it did, sort of, but then they caught on fire. So
that's dedication.
Now I have my firefighting team. They're on fire, which I can't...
Not in a good way.
What can I do with that? Yeah, they were hot, and then they were dead. So it's a good game. Check it out if you're interested, because, I mean, it's fun. It was really, really fun. One bit of historical news, I guess. Have you ever played Final Fantasy X?
I have played Final Fantasy X.
It's not surprising that you've played it, because it turned 15 from the Japanese release date
yesterday. Wow, that's depressing.
So 15,
I thought we were having a happy show.
15 years ago, it was released on... Well, it was released on PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
It just only seems like we've heard about it a lot because they released it on PlayStation 3. We released it on PlayStation Vita. We released it on PlayStation 4. I don't know, but a guy got it running on PC. I think it's on PC. they got it released working on 60 frames a second or working on it at 60 frames a second. Yeah. So, yeah,
Final Fantasy X news?
Final Fantasy X, well, it did a lot. It did a lot for the Final Fantasy series.
It did.
It was the first game that featured voice acting.
It
was truly a fully 3D environment.
Right.
You know, and then some people say, what about Final Fantasy VII? You know, it was fully 3D too. Yeah, it was, but, I mean, it's not the same type of 3D. Like, every environment was 3D in Final Fantasy X. You know, you didn't walk on a paved out, you know, image and then get into a 3D battle. You had an entire 3D platforming thing. You know, you had an entire whatever. So, very
good.
Cool.
Go away.
Very, very cool. The sequel, which was Final Fantasy X2, which was released in 2003. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it was bad. I don't know. I never got into it. I own the HD remix for PlayStation 3, and I guess I'll play it. I'll go through it and play it again, but I don't know.
There's so many other games.
Well, there's so many other games, and I really wish that they would just give me the code so that I can get the HD remaster on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita, and I don't have to keep buying versions of the games I already have bought and owned, and you know I did it. I know you know Sony. I know you know Square Enix.
You mad.
Or Square Soft. Technically, this was Square Soft back in the day, so Square Enix now. Anyway, we are going to cut to a really long song. It's a remix. It's called White Skies by Blind. It's off of OC Remix, but it's a remix of a Final Fantasy X song. I'll let the people that really love Final Fantasy X tell you which one.
All right.
I am MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points. You've been listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU. Yeah!
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was White Skies by Blind. That's such a long song. It's
yes,
like,
I did not know what we were going to get into.
I'm in here, I'm sweating, because I'm like, when is the song going to end? And then it ends, and I'm like, was that like a 7-minute song? That was a 7-minute song. And then...
Hope you enjoyed the 7-minute song,
then,
guys.
And then, flashback, I remember that I think I made a promise, like, 3 years ago or 2 years ago that says I would never play that song again because it's so long. I almost feel like I should, that's great. I don't know. We do have a little bit more information to kind of throw your way. You've played Terraria before.
I have played Terraria.
And you've played the space version of it, which is effectively Starbound.
Yeah.
Starbound, believe it or not, Starbound has been in development the entire time we've been playing it. It's been early access for the years, it seems, that it's been in development.
Right.
It is finally coming to 1.0.
So this is reminding me of when Gmail got out of beta.
You were using it, and you're just and like, you're like, oh.
Wait, what happened to the little beta sign?
They are doing some big new things in version 1. That's coming out on the 22nd, so just in 2 days, Friday, they're going to roll over to 1.0. So 5 years, and then now we get the version. The big 1.0. They're going to be doing some story content.
Wow, a game that hit version 1.0? That's incredible.
Right. They're going to be doing some story content, which they do have a couple missions, but, I mean, there's going to be a little bit better. 8 instance missions that have you go through a mining facility, ancient temples, sunken libraries, all of this really cool stuff, right?
Books don't work so well underwater.
There's going to be new planet generation, which is really, really cool. New dungeons, new side quests, generated quests, so things that are kind of, like, dynamic, which is cool.
I hope the flavor text for that is generated.
Generated quests. Crew members. You're going to be able to have crew members on your ship. Mercenaries. Different upgrades.
Nice, for your ship.
All new
cool
crafting
things.
Progressions. Fossils. You're going to get hungry because hunger's coming back. You're going to get hungry and die. New weapons. Different pet systems. An augment system so you can change certain things. Tons of combat updates. It's even going to be in Polish. I thought it was Polish for a second. It's even going to be in Polish. No, it's Polish. Of course.
How do you English?
Of course it's going to be optimized for performance and frame rates and everything. And we're going to get a lot of really cool stuff for multiplayer. So drop in and out of single player games, dedicated servers, which are going to be nice. Experience Points actually has a dedicated Starbound server.
We do.
You can go to exppoints.com/servers and check it out. I'll have to update that at some point, which I guess I'll just have to do that.
Just
that'd
do
be,
it, man.
That's something I do.
Sounds like you need to work.
There's that. In other news, Pokemon Go, it's a big thing. It's sweeping the nation. People getting
I've heard
out.
All that.
People are Pokegoing outside. It's called Pogo, actually. I heard it's shortened to Pogo.
I'm just going to stop you.
So there's actually something called Pokemon Radar or Poke
Radar. Honestly, I thought this was a fake thing, but it's not.
No, it's not. PokemonRadarGo.com is currently a broken website that allows you to look in sort of as a Google Map thing. And find your area and figure out what Pokemon are going to be there based off what other people have caught. So it's currently getting destroyed right now by everyone accessing it. So
right.
The map API for Google is just getting maxed out.
Hey, a Pokemon-related server being down.
I know, that's weird. Have you seen... We watched the new Godzilla trailer.
Yes, it is everything I want from Godzilla.
Hideki Anno, famous from Evangelion and famous from Nadia, the Blue Water and everything, is doing a new Gundam. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Whoa.
A new Godzilla.
Which is amazing, by the way.
It is looking fantastic.
It is looking Godzilla-y.
It's coming out on the 29th in IMAX and
so
MX4D. And just tons of stuff. It looks so good. It's what Godzilla was meant to be, not the one with Bryan Cranston and not the one with Matthew Broderick. This is the real Godzilla.
So Godzilla.
Unfortunately, and this is where I have to step in and go, all right, well, you know, not
sacrifices have to be
not
made.
All puppy dog and rainbows. We get Hideki Anno on Godzilla, but he had to take a break from doing the rebuild of Evangelion series, which we're still waiting for 3.0 plus 1.0. That's the last one. It adds up to 4. That's the fourth and the final, thing that we're waiting on. He says...
Yeah, you're just going to keep waiting.
He says, and I assume this is translated, because he speaks very fluent Japanese. He says, to all the Evangelion fans, I'm really, really keeping you all waiting. I am truly sorry. And he continues saying, Evangelion can only be described as my soul. It's a work that chips off parts of me. That's where he described that it got to a point where he didn't know that he can go on. And
right.
Anno has suffered with like depression, like clinical depression in the past. And at some point, that's what Evangelion was based on or was sort of analogous to. It was Shinji Ikari's going through a depressive like sort of episodes or state or flashback or whatever. And Anno was going through a similar sort of thing. And clearly one involves giant robots and one involves Japanese
That's
man.
How my depression works.
Well, one involves giant robots. Anyway, he's doing Godzilla Resurgence and it's awesome because now – now he's able to keep making Evangelion because he kind of had an out for this other thing.
Right.
Which is really super
and
cool.
Godzilla,
you know?
And Godzilla is now a thing that's
and
happening.
And we get new Godzilla. So
not sad about that.
That is really super cool. We are out of time,
wah, wah.
But you know what? This is going to be cut and clipped and cropped and put on the website along with all the other ones. I'm slacking a little bit. I need to rebuild my system.
I'm being productive. What's
up
with you?
I've got problems. I got problems at home. I ordered a new monitor and I've got to like mount it on the wall and
they
everything.
They stole your TV.
And then FedEx doesn't want to deliver my TV to the same address they delivered this other thing to because they can't find it and it's a bad address. So
that's
whatever.
Totally what happened.
Whatever. I'm gonna get back on the wagon in a minute, and everything will be good. We have all of our stuff, or soon to have all of our stuff online. What is the website, Bear? The
website is exppoints.com. Remember, double tap the P.
You could also look, like, subscribe, check us out, tweet, follow us on the social media outlet that we have at exppoints.com/social. Check out YouTube, because Bear and I are now posting content. That's going to be a regular occurrence.
We're going to be like YouTubers now.
We're going to be YouTubers, and we're going to be super unknown before we're super famous.
MG.
What?
There will be comment sections.
There will be a comment session. And I always say, like, you know, hey, have you got any comments? Have you got any discussions? Put it in the comment section below. Be gentle. Please be gentle with us.
It's our first time.
Anyway, we are going to leave you with a song. This is History Repeating Part 1 and 2 by the Megas. We will catch you next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
Yeah, it's been great.
It is always a pleasure to see you guys in the studio.
It's my day.
You always sort of look like a microphone to me, but I'm sure we just look like a speaker to you.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, at least you tell me where I need to talk.
That's it.
The microphone has a sticker.
The microphone
that
has a sticker that says speak here. We're going to leave you with History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2. Thanks for hanging out. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This has been Experience Points, and you've been listening to it exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Yeah!